It's time for Red Hill Saluki football here on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO. Red Hill Saluki football brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Red Hill Saluki football all season long here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO.
Good evening, Dog Nation, and it is Friday night, and it is football time. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. It's a beautiful night tonight, Rob. It's cooled down a little bit from the day. That rain that came through a little bit earlier kind of helped out with that, too.
Nice breeze here in this press box. We're up high here and as Newton celebrates their homecoming for 2018.
And just a little bit ago, before they started their festivities, they honored the class of 1968, 50 years out of high school.
And I think 25 is going to be at halftime, they said.
I couldn't imagine that being 50 years.
And mine's been 52, so I can't.
Man.
So.
It's going to be a good night. Both teams strong. Of course, Red Hill missing a few players, as we'll hear from Coach Billy Gray later on in the interview. And Newton always been a strong team. Tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. But Newton coming off, did they win last week?
They played Lawrence Hill.
Yeah. They won last week.
They lost their season opener against Paris. I think it was 26-14, but they won over Casey. They beat Sullivan, Illinois, then Casey, and then Lawrenceville last week. So they're 2-1 in the league and 3-1 overall. Red Hill's 3-1 league and overall. So each team has one loss in the conference.
And it's going to be a hard-fought game. Both teams, very strong running game, as we will find out from Coach Billy Gray in the interview. Wishbone formation mostly from Newton. They're not afraid to go to the air, but they're going to be a strong running team tonight. And weather-wise, it's going to be anything. I mean, nice, cool weather, no rain, no heat.
Yeah.
So
field is in pretty good shape. There's a lot. Splotches where there's not any grass. But I know they. I was watching them in their warm up, and they were running some out of the eye, which I think they've done some too. So, which they did quite a bit last year. They had a really good running back last year and a good quarterback. But this year, I think their quarterback, I think is Colton Good. He's a 6 foot, 170-pound senior. And one of their main running backs, I believe, is, find the name on here, Connor Bierman, senior at 6'1", 190. Bierman, a very common name up here at Newton.
And a big crowd on hand tonight for the homecoming game. Almost packed bleachers over here on the Newton side.
And they got nice size bleachers over here. Red Hill, there's a nice size bleacher area for the visitors. The Red Hill fans are kind of spread out there, but
pretty good crowd.
Pretty good crowd there.
And of course, the Wacky Wave Inflatable Arm, failing tube man over there that they had custom made. They bring to every game.
Yeah.
It's always a great sight to see out there. And Red Hill won the coin toss earlier and deferred to the second half. So, be kicking away to Newton Eagles to see what they have to offer for the Red Hill defense to start out the night. And that'll just about do it for the Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial pregame. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a quick commercial and hear from Coach Billy Gray. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Hi, this is Stacy Lockhart. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at Lawrenceville Bank for the Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for more details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here with head coach Billy Gray. And coach, coming off an 8-7 win last week over Olney, wasn't too pretty, but I mean, you got the win, and it was you had some mistakes still, had some fumbles, couple interceptions, but really all came down to that 2-point conversion.
Yeah, a win is a win. We weren't pleased with the way we played offensively, but defensively, you know, we didn't allow any points, and the kids fought through. You know, things weren't going our way, and we had a lot of mistakes again. But like I said, in the end, we're 3-0 and happy to be there.
And this week, it doesn't look like any rain's in the forecast, so no rain water should play a factor. The heat's starting to come back a little bit. That might have something to do. How are you keeping the kids hydrated?
You know, we give them plenty of water. They're allowed to have water throughout the day, but we are a little bit worried about the heat and the humidity coming back for the game. So just hoping we're in shape, and hopefully this is the last of the heat. We can get past this, and kids go out and play four quarters hard, and we'll see how it ends.
And up-and-coming running back for you guys, it's Volkman, I believe it is. He's been having quite a good start to the season.
Yeah, we moved him from the offensive line from last year, and we've always known he's capable, but in the past he best served us on the offensive line. So this year we gave him the chance, and he's doing a good job and learning to block from that position as well. Been a pleasant surprise, the breakaway speed he's had, and he's had a couple of big games for us, so we're looking for some more.
And Alan, how's he feeling in the quarterback position with getting comfortable throwing the ball, airing it out a little bit?
You know, it's something we've worked on, and I've told you this week after week, we work on it every week in practice, and we worked on it every day of practice this week. So he's getting better, but, you know, there's a lot of pressure on a sophomore quarterback, regardless of the great line he has in front of him. It's just decisions, and it's a step quicker than what he's used to. And the other problem is we've dropped the ball when he's hit the kids in the hands. So I don't blame him for our lack of passing game. Obviously, it falls on both the receiver and the quarterback, but we're working on it, and hopefully you'll see some improvement.
Paris, 3-0 team, another undefeated, coming at you here on homecoming. Coming off a 63-0 win over Lawrenceville, how do you feel competitive-wise against them?
You know, I know Coach Klodfelter's doing a great job up there, and I was fortunate enough he helped coach an all-star game with me this summer and got to know him a little bit, and he's doing big things up there. But, you know, the scores aren't indicative because things can happen, and games are all different, and opponents play each other differently, so... But we prepared all week, just like we have in the past. We think we know their offense. We know what they're going to try to do. Our defense has played really well all three of our games. So if we can get the ball and control the clock a little bit and not give it up this week, I think we'll be fine.
And going back to Alan, you guys have been optioning off a little bit more. Are we going to see that against the Parrots defense, or what are we going to see there?
Yeah, we hope to. I think I told you early on, we hope to continue to run that option and get better at it each week. It's something we feel like we're going to need once playoffs get here. But the option's really not as good if you can't pass the football. So we got to get both things going. It's kind of hand in hand. But we've been working on that each week as well. It's something he does well, and we try to play to his natural instincts.
And early in the game, you guys seem to be really hitting it hard and trying to run the board up a little bit more, and then in the second half run the clock out.
Yeah, you know, it's situational. It depends on what's happening in the game and where momentum's at and what's working for us as of what we're going to do. But, you know, one thing's for sure, if you've got the ball and keep it out of the other team's hand, they can't score. So if we have to get into that and control the clock, we definitely will.
All right, that's head coach Billy Gray. Good luck tonight, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Carla Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
For our community. So I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where we are at Newton, I believe it's
Chubesky Field,
where the Newton Eagles are getting ready to come out onto the field through the tunnel of band and cheerleader and dance team members. Saluki has already returned, as you heard from Coach Billy Gray, down a couple players tonight. Josh Henry with a head injury. He'll be out for a little while. Coach Gray was unsure when he might be back.
You got to be careful when you hit something like that. You do.
Yeah, and then Drake Allen, he had an emergency surgery. I heard he's out and it went well, but thoughts and prayers go out to quick and healthy recovery.
Quick recovery, and I don't know how many games you'll miss, but, you know, best thing is to get healthy.
At quarterback tonight, he said probably have Gannon Gaither taking most of the snaps and Drew Moore taking a few here and there, doing mostly Wildcat. But won't see a lot of quarterback option tonight, but you never know. I mean, Drew Moore with some of those halfback passes, he's got a decent arm as he's shown. Yeah. And then Gannon has played quarterback
year. I mean, he'd been the fresh soft quarterback for last year as a freshman and sophomore, now he's a junior, so it's not unfamiliar to him. And he's played some varsity quarterback in some games last year and things when they were way ahead or something like that, or even I think he took some snaps earlier too, so we'll see.
It looks like we're going to redo the coin toss and clap some of the, I believe the captains from the 1968 football team are going out there with the new players, it looks like, too. That's cool to see there. Having them come out there.
The class of 1968 played their football games in the fall of 67.
So they're going to recreate the coin toss.
Rick Partrick. We have Mark Partrick.
Both teams out there, or both captains out there, Saluki captains out there shaking the hands of the 1968 players. Showing sportsmanship out there. Yeah. As looks like the Salukis will be kicking
Pearson kicking to, yeah, west to east. This field runs east-west.
Newton Eagles will be facing the scoreboard west to or east to west. Slight wind, so Salukis will be kicking with the wind to start the game. As we'll wait a few more minutes here, or a few more seconds here to get the field cleared.
Yeah. Well,
it's almost kickoff time. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, we wondered about it earlier this week. They were talking about some chances of rain and thunderstorms, you know, sometime today, but it rained a little bit this morning, but it's cleared off now, and it's a really nice night.
Kickoff, it's going to be about 73 degrees, and beautiful football weather. This is perfect. Nice September evening, Friday night. Couldn't ask for a better day. But as we were waiting, still doing a few homecoming preparations as they're announcing over the intercom. Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, Westway Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richard Memorial Hospital, and Sanders Family Chiropractic. Kicking the ball off for the Salukis will be Drew Moore. Back to receive for the Newton Eagles. Looks like number 9, I believe, Paxton Birch, 5'9", 150 junior. Looks like they're in a 6-3-1 return formation there. Maybe anticipating an onside is what I would assume. Salukis fans are on their seat across the way. It's kickoff time. Drew Moore and the ball's away. It's kicked to the left side away from Birch. Catches it at about the
12-yard line.
Runs up the right side, runs into some traffic. Finally brought down at about the, looks like the 26-yard line in their own territory. Maybe mark it at the 25. First and 10 for the Eagles. About a 13-yard return. Looks like the Salukis in a four-man front on defense. Eagles coming out and trips left. Single receiver to the right. And can't really tell. You said that was good.
Good.
And the quarterback shotgun hands the ball off to the running back. Stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Lost over a couple yards. See if we can't get a name on that. It's Bierman. Bierman on the carry, number 42. First play, loss of a couple yards. So Salukis firing off the ball well tonight. Really pushing back, driving the offensive line off their feet. So probably not going to see too much of a pass yet. It looks like they're going to try and get their run game going. Now coming out in the doubles. Doubles right, doubles left. Good in the shotgun. Bierman to his right. Ball snapped. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going deep down the right sideline. Falls incomplete. Intended receiver there. Looks like number 7, Kendall Ferguson.
I know last week Newton didn't throw the ball a lot against Lawrence, but again, they really didn't have to. So,
and like Coach Gray said in the pregame interview, that they run a very similar defense or offense to theirs.
Now they've been in a spread this first time with one running back and spreading it out, so we'll see. They probably will this time since it's 3rd and 12.
Salukis is adjusting perfectly to the spread offense, shutting down all opportunities for them. Doubles left.
Kind of an I formation this time.
Ball snap. Good. He's going to keep it. Roll out to his left. Pressure on. Throws it away. Right. That was.
They finally called it incomplete out of it.
That was Kate Benson putting the pressure on. Driving good back way in the backfield. Yep. Finally got the ball off. Forcing a fourth down. Eagles will be forced to punt. So negative yardage for the Eagles so far. Two incomplete passes.
Four back at about just his own 45-yard line.
Kicking the ball looks like number 45, Adam Bridges. The Eagles getting the extra man in there. Four time runs out. Ball snapped and punt is away. It's a good high punt. Perfect spiral.
Horn takes it at about the 32, 33.
He's going to run it right up the middle, cut out to the outside. Stiff arm, one guy. Breaks another.
Gets out of bounds. Oh.
Pushed out of bounds there. He went down hard, almost hitting the table over here on the Newton sideline. Going to mark him out at about, looks like midfield. So right at the 50-yard line.
About an 18-yard return. Let's see what.
See who Coach Billy Gray is going to have in starting out at the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm. And what formation they'll be in. I'm thinking they're going to be in the wishbone to start with.
Looks like Cannon Gaither will be taking the first snap tonight.
And the iron in the bone.
Bone formation. One receiver to the right. Johnny Cavins in the backfield with the running backs. Gaither hands off to Cavins up the middle. He's got a good drive off there. Forward progress, giving him about 3 yards, it looks like. Pick up three, second and seven.
May try some simple plays here to begin with. But
looks like he's got Ramsaran and Trenton, or sorry, looking at the wrong roster.
Yeah.
And Wyatt Shoulders running back and forth, running the plays in there. Going to stick to the bone formation. Havelock to the right. Gannon up under center. Gannon snaps the ball, hands it off to Moore. Running up the left side. He powers through. Finally brought down just shy of the first down marker. Going to mark him about a yard short. Pick up of about six there. Going to be third and one. Newton stacking the box against this bone offense. Had just about every man in there except the free safety. Saluki is always controlling the clock, making it their game. Ball at about midfield at the 41-yard line. Ball snapped, hands off to the second man through. Drew Moore, he's powering through everybody. He breaks loose a little, picks up about...
Got a first down.
Got about almost.
He was on the 40, picks up about 8 yards.
7-8 yards.
41 to the 33.
Moore with a good first down run. First down of the night for either team. Eagles were off to a slow start with a negative 2 yards.
So she's getting to the point with her first down at the Newton 32. You get almost into four down territory now.
Oh, yeah. And
unless you have a fourth and a really long.
Probably won't see too much run pass play tonight, but Gaither with some experience at the quarterback, hands the ball off to Volkman. Ran up the left side. Got about 4 yards, it looks like. Maybe three. Looks like he got about 4 yards on the run, so second and six. Ball on the, it looks like
28, maybe
18-yard line.
28.
Yeah. Sitting at an angle, kind of hard to.
I wish it was the
18,
but it's maybe it will be later.
Bone formation, have a lot to the right. Gaither up under center, snaps the ball, hands it off, doesn't hand it off. Option play. Tried to pitch it out to Moore there and rolled out of bounds. Gonna bring. Looks like loss of 2 yards. Third and eight. Ball on the 30. Gaither trying to force it a little bit. Had some rushing coming up on the outside. Just kind of pitched it out there. Moore wasn't ready. Luckily rolled right out of bounds. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Amberall Federal Credit Union, and Casey State Bank. Bone formation. Hands the ball off to the second man through. Drew Moore quickly stopped. After picking up the additional 2 yards.
He got back to the other line of scrimmage, so.
Fourth and six. See what Coach Gray does here. Looks like he's going to go for it. Ball on the 28-yard line.
If you punt, the thing about it, if you punt the ball and it goes in the end zone, they're going to get it at the 20, so you don't really gain a whole lot.
See what Coach does here. Looks like they're going to go with the bone, stick to the bone formation, have it off to the left side. Gaither tries to double snap the ball. Got the ball handed off. Fumble on the play, it looked like.
And it really, if Even if Redhill recovered, it's still going to be Newton ball. So
turnover on down. First and 10 for the Eagles. From their own 17-yard line. Kind of tough there. The Eagles were stacking the box against the bone offense, and not much you can do there. Just try and get the best block you can.
I think you're trying to feel things out a little bit here too.
It's like doubles left, single man to the right, one up back. Good under center. Ball snapped. He's going to pitch it out to the running back. Bierman, I believe. He breaks out to the outside, breaks a tackle, and finally brought down. Picked up about a yard, it looks like. Going to bring up second and 9 from their own 18-yard line. Kate Benson on the tackle for the Salukis. Good crowd over there for the Salukis. They brought quite a few fans up with us.
Justin O'Bay, 5 minutes in, no score.
Doubles right, single man to left, I formation. Good snaps ball, drops back to pass. He airs it out a little bit to the sideline. Ball is incomplete, out of bounds. Pass intended there for number 14, Jacob Stanley.
More on the defending, and I think it would have, even if he'd have caught it, it'd have been out of bounds. So it'll be third down and 9 for the Eagles from their own, but 28.
Best Way Express scoreboard, 6:46 left to go here in the first quarter. No score yet. Doubles right, single man to the left, good in the shotgun. Two up backs in the backfield with him. Good snaps the ball. He fakes, gets the hand off to Bierman. Bierman running up the right side. He breaks out.
You got a first down.
First down and more. Broke the tackle, and Gaither over there to help out and make the tackle. Looks like he got about 12 yards there on the
ground. Yeah, got to the 42, 14. About 14 yards.
So Bierman picking up the Newton Eagles first down. Kind of a fake there. It kind of faked me out. I thought he was dropping back to pass, but got the handoff. I formation. Two men to the left, one man to the right. Good under center. Ball snapped. He hands off to the second man through. That's Bierman. Tripped up by a couple linemen in there. Gain about a yard on the carry. Bring up second and 9. Ball on the 43-yard line. Nearing midfield. Redhill really shutting down that inside.
Yeah.
Really making them run to the outside a little bit.
That's the one they picked up. It's a 14-yarder. And they're 0-3 in passing, so...
And really shutting down their pass game, too, like you just said. Doubles right, single man to the left. One back in the backfield. Good. Pitches it back. He breaks to the outside. He gets to the sideline. Finally brought down there by number 82. Nathan Worth brought him down. Got the first down and more.
That was Aaron Buttery.
Got to the Salukis 39-yard line. Pick up of about 22 yards there. Aaron Buttery with a big pickup. Eagles doubles right, one man to the left, two in the back, two in the shotgun with good. Good snaps the ball, drops back, tries to air it out again downfield. Just off the fingertips there of Jacob Stanley. Moore guarding him, shutting him down out here near the sideline.
All three passes have been fairly deep passes. Of course, I think they saw the film last week against Paris where Paris got a couple some deep passes and scored. So trying to take it into that secondary for Redhill.
Was trying to go to the run game a couple times and then coming back to that pass, hoping something's going to work and catch him off guard. Nothing yet. Eagles coming to the line, trips right, single receiver to the left.
One running back.
Good under center. Oh, and a false start there as Good was getting set to snap the ball.
First penalty of the game. Make it second and 15.
Mark off 5, back to the 36-yard line. Second and 15 for the Newton Eagles. Yeah,
back to the 44. You heard an angle. It's right in front of me.
It's hard to read that down there. Yeah. And
I can see that part. I can't see the numbers of the players. So
Eagles come to the line. 8 seconds left to go on the play clock. Doubles left. Single receiver to the right. Two backs in the backfield, and the shotgun was good. Good snaps the ball. Hands it off to Bierman. Bierman breaks the tackle. Finally brought down just past the original line of scrimmage. Got about 7 on the carry. Looks like they're going to marking.
They're going to about third and nine, yeah.
So 7 yards on the carry at the Saluki 38-yard line.
Down to 5 minutes to go here in this opening period. No score.
Eagles doubles right, single receiver to the left. Bierman and Buttery in the backfield with good in the shotgun. And close to having a false start. Good pump of the ball. Ball on the ground. Saluki's all around it.
And Red Hill's recovered.
Saluki's recovering.
Yeah, it was a muff snapper and then handoff, and it kind of bounced off 2 or 3 players, and Red Hill picked it up. So
good tried to hand it off while he was fumbling around there to Bierman, and Bierman just couldn't hang on to it. Neither could Good, and he fell to the ground trying to get it. And Benson, Phipps, and a couple other players were right there to jump right on top of it.
They lost about 4 yards in the play anyway, too.
Big play there for the Salukis. Big defensive stop. Brings up 1st and 10. Ball on their own 42-yard line. In a tight moment formation. Gaither at the quarterback underneath, under center. Snaps the ball. Hands it off to third man through. Drew Moore. He runs up the left side in the C gap. Break, still on his feet. Got about, looks like, 5 yards out of the play. Going to bring up 2nd and 5 from the 47-yard line. Good run there. Defense collapsed down on him, but Moore's a big kid. He drives his feet into the dirt and picks up every little bit of yardage he can. So he's come to the line in the tight bone formation. Wearing their white jerseys with blue letters, red trim, white pants. Tried to draw the defense off. Snapped the ball, pitched it out.
Oh, big hole.
Big hole on the outside, runs out, gets about 10
first
out
down there. He was at the 42 or 47 rather. He got to,
looks like, 42 to the other side.
11,
so,
yeah, 42 to,
so about 10
to
yards.
11 yards, yeah,
10 yards there for Moore. Broke away on the outside. Stiff arm.
It's the first time they tried, they went outside, tried on the option, but this is the first time they just had a direct handoff and got to the outside.
Gaithers slowly getting in the groove here. Under center, snaps the ball. And little muff play there.
Yeah.
Something going on. Tried to fake the handoff and go the other way, but had to keep it himself. Picked up a couple yards. Going to bring up 2nd and 8. Ball on the 40-yard line. Not sure what that was supposed to be there. Not what Coach Gray
intended. Yeah, at least it wasn't negative yardage.
Yeah. Yeah, at least he was able to look upfield and get a little bit of yardage. Looks like score update. Mount Carmel and Washington, 35-7. 9:43 left to go in that game. Saluki snapped the ball, handoff to Volkman. Looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage before being shut down by a pack of Eagles.
He got 3rd down and 8 from the 40. I would think if they don't pick it up here, it's not close, they would kick it. But to get it going 4th down, you got to get it about 5 or 6 yards at least.
Wondering if we might see some spread, and we do. It's going to be doubles left, doubles right. Gaither in the shotgun.
Is it Moore?
I believe it's Moore. There's in the Moore, backfield. No. Fakes the handoff. Gaither running up the left side, tries to break the sideline, gets the 1st down, and a few more. Picks up about 12 yards, it looks like.
He's on the 40, so he's on the, I think they gave him 10 yards on it.
Looks like the 31, ball on the 29, I'm sorry. So got about 11 yards out of that. 1st and 10 for the Salukis. Nice little trick play there. Going to stick to that doubles formation, doubles left, doubles right. Gaither in the shotgun, Moore in the backfield with him. Snaps the ball, hands it off this time to Moore, and he is quickly stopped there at the line of scrimmage. Looks like they're going to give him a yard there. Bring up second and 9 from the 28-yard line. Slowly but surely trying to get the first touchdown up on the board with a minute 35 left to go. No score on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Slookie's come to the line and doubles formation again. Gaither in the shotgun. Drew Moore in the backfield with him. Ball snap. Gaither, almost got away from him. Drops back. Breaks away. He's going to run it. Keep it. He tucks it and run towards the sideline trying to reach for that first down. Knocked out of bounds.
Well, the one thing, he's been a running back, so taking off and running is...
He's more used to that so far this year.
But he got...
Looks like they're going to mark him a yard shy, so pickup of 7. So 3rd and 1. Ball on the 21-yard line. Not too bad out of that spread formation so far.
Well, that's something they haven't really run this year, so Newton probably hasn't really prepared for it either.
Yeah.
And it's probably because of with Drake Allen not playing, they're going to do something a bit different.
Doubles left, doubles right. Trying to draw Eagles offside. Gannon going to keep the ball. Finally brought down. Looks like a loss of a couple yards.
Yep.
Had some rush in on there. Eagles were rushing.
Just about 2 yards on the play, it looks like, at least 2.
It looked like they were trying to option it a little bit, but just not able to get it off. And Drew Moore.
So it's 4th and 4.
Almost like a draw there.
24, they need to get about to the 20.
Eagles stacking the box. Doubles right, doubles left. Sleeky fans on their feet across the way. Moore to Gaither's left in the shotgun. He snaps the ball, rolls out to his left. Nice block out there.
Fumble
on the pitch. And the Newton Eagles recover, and they will take over at the 30-yard line. There was a nice block out there by one of the receivers, and Gaither almost not letting it develop so much to where
if it had a good pitch there, I think Drew would have had some yardage there, but
kind of forcing the pitch there a couple times on that option, and Drew seeming like he's not ready for it. So Eagles will take over, ball on their own 28-yard line, spread, doubles left, single man right, 2 backs in the backfield with Good in the shotgun. 51 seconds left to go on the clock. Almost muffed the snap. He airs it out deep and right through the hands of Stanley. And that guarding him out there this time
was Plummer.
Damian Plummer. Number 2 on the roster, but number 3 on the field. In there for Drew Moore, it looked like. He'll come back out, and Drew Moore's back out on the field with maybe a little equipment malfunction. Before the game started, we got to ask who number 3 was.
It was number 2 on the program, but somebody said it was Damian Plummer, so we're going with that.
Eagles come to the line, doubles left, single man right, I formation. Good up under center. Bierman and Buttery in the back. Snaps the ball, he's going to roll out. Benson sacks him for a big loss. Benson having a big night so far. He's rushed Good multiple times, almost got him down the first time, and got him this time.
Yeah, we're at the 29, he's lost back to the... But
looks like the 12
yards loss.
So going to bring up about 3rd and 22 here.
And they have to run a play this quarter. The play clock's at 18. The other one's about 16. So
they do not have to run a play here.
Yeah, they will. They will.
About a second.
No, they don't.
Difference.
No, they don't.
Looks like they're going to try to though.
Well, I think they'll hold off.
Good. Going to hold off here as he looks at the scoreboard, and time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Big play before going to the second quarter. Cade Benson with the big sack. 3rd and 22. Best Way Express scoreboard. 0-0. Who will score first? We don't know. Find out when we come back for second quarter of action. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, and Rutgers Candy. Another score update. Still in the first quarter of action. Lawrenceville ahead on the board first, 8-0 over Flora.
Yeah, we've got a 3rd and 21 for Newton at their own 18 as we start quarter number two.
Doubles left, single receiver to the right, good in the shotgun. One back to his left, snaps the ball, rolls out to his left side, looking for a receiver open, gets the ball off. It's knocked away, it's intercepted by Drew Moore.
It was tipped.
On the right side at the 15. Intercepted, tipped out there by number 32, I believe it was.
W. White shoulders, yeah, and he took it at about the 40-yard line.
Limping off the field over there on the sideline shoulders. Got hurt on that play.
And the ball's going to be marked at the 13-yard line.
Shoulders over there getting looked at on the far sideline near the goal line. Not sure what happened. Well, he had the ball up and right.
He missed all last year with football because of a knee surgery in the summer. So he's just kind of getting back into action. And so
looks like he's kind of favoring one of his knees out there too. Looks like his left knee. It looks like his.
I'm not sure which one it is, but.
He's limping back over to the bench. Not sure what happened over there, but he tipped the ball up to Drew Moore right into his hands. Drew Moore took off and got about
17 yards. I gave him 17 on the return. But
so take over right inside the red zone at the 13-yard line. Saluki's in the bone formation. Gaither up under center, snaps the ball, hands it off to Volkman, third man through. He gets about 2 yards on the carry before being brought down. We'll say 1 yard, it looks like they mark him at. 2nd and 9. It looks like 2. They gave him 2, so 2nd and 8. Ball on the 11-yard line. Saluki's looking to draw first blood here. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Sticking to the tight bone formation here. Newton Eagles stack in the box. Ball snapped, hands the ball, third man through. Drew Moore, he's driving hard against multiple Eagles. Forward progress, they're going to give him, looks like maybe a yard to the 10-yard line. So pickup of 1, 3rd and 7. Ball on the 10-yard line, moving slowly but surely. Little plays leading to big plays, controlling the clock. Minute and 15 already ticked off. Tight bone formation for the Salukis. Looks like Cavins, Volkman, and Moore in the backfield. Gaither up under center, snaps the ball. He's going to roll out to his right. Quickly brought down there by the Newton Eagles. With a fake tackle.
Yeah, he faked to the left. He was rolling to the right. And tackled back at the... We're going to mark it back at the 17-yard line, about a 7-yard loss.
They're going to bring up 4th and 14, it looks like. But Saluki's call a timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We'll take one with you. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need need plans to. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
A few score updates from different sites. Mount Carmel aces over the Washington Hatchets. 5:38 left to go in the first half. 41-7, Mount Carmel. 1:48 left to go in the first quarter. Lawrenceville versus Flora, 8-6. Flora making a slow comeback.
Did they, have they had their extra point try yet, or is it?
Not yet. No, okay. No word on that yet. As we come back to the field, doubles right, or double wing. Gaither under center. He's going to roll out left. Pressure on. Finally gets it away.
Incomplete.
Big pressure on. Rush there by a couple of linemen. He would have been brought down at about the 30, but luckily got it out.
So the Salukis can't take advantage of the Newton turnover on the interception at the 13. They turn the ball over on downs.
So Eagles Eagles will take over at their own 17-yard line, first and 10.
I understand that Flora missed the two-point conversion, so the Indians still lead 8-6. And Newton takes over their own 17.
Indians' first lead of the year.
They led Olney.
Led Olney?
Yeah. 8-7 in that game.
Eagles.
Somebody had to get a football out there, yeah.
Kind of hard to play with.
I didn't see anybody injured out there. And then
trips left, single receiver to the right. Good up under center. Looks like Buttery in the backfield maybe. Taking some time off the play clock here. Snaps the ball. That was Bierman at quarterback. He handed off to Buttery. That was number 33 on the carry. Dawson Phillips. I think that was Bierman at the quarterback position. I wonder what happened to Good.
That's about two on the play.
He's sitting over here at the bench. Something must have happened, giving him a break maybe. 15 left to go on the play clock.
Yeah, he's got a towel over his head, doesn't he?
Yep. 10 left to go. Eagles trying to get a play in.
Maybe he got on that interception. He might have had something there too. I don't know.
Hurrying to the line. 3 seconds left to go. 2-1.
They're not going to get it.
Coach Fulton calls a timeout.
Well, he may have got the timeout beforehand.
Got the timeout beforehand. We'll go ahead and take one with you. Best Way Express scoreboard, 9:29. No score yet here at Chavesky Field. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, to Chavesky Field. Homecoming night for the Newton Eagles. Salukis tried to put points up on the ball.
Yeah, they had an opportunity after the interception by Moore. Turned the ball, had the ball to about the 13, but ended up turning the ball over on downs. Newton has the ball second down and 8.
Coming out of a timeout.
At their own 19.
Going to go trips right, single receiver to the left. Good, still out. Looks so. Bierman at the quarterback position in the shotgun. Snaps the ball. He's going to keep it. Run up the right side. Gets a few good blocks. Breaks away. One man to beat. Finally brought down there by Parker Havel.
Got a first down out of it.
After picking up an Eagle first down. Looks like 14, 15 yards.
About 14, yeah. 14. That's,
give him 15. Call it 14 yards on the carry. Quarterback keeper Bierman, a running back.
Yeah.
So They're kind of working with what they got, too. I mean, Good sitting over here on the sideline with some injury.
His head by himself over there. He's got his head hanging down there a little bit.
Eagles in the I formation. Two men out to the left. Single receiver to the right. Bierman under center. Snaps the ball. Hands it off. Fumble on the play.
Red Hill's got it.
Red
Hill
got it.
Yep.
That was Johnny Cavins falling on the ball. Bierman trying to hand it off there to, I believe it was number 9, Peyton Birch, and just didn't get it in the basket.
Well, again, different quarterback in there. You know, probably hasn't practiced it so much all week. So Salukis have another excellent opportunity as they take over at the Newton 28.
So Salukis hopefully trying to.
Yeah. They've had some success when they spread it a little bit and got tall. So see what they try to do this time instead of the
Looks like they're going to keep it in tight, stick with the bone formation. Got Volkman, Moore, and
Cavins, I think.
Cavins in there. Gaither under center, snaps the ball, hands it off to Moore, third man through. He breaks back in towards the inside, picks up about...
He got about...
4 yards.
He was on the 20.
Five yards on the play. Yeah. So going to bring up second and five. Ball on the Eagles' 24-yard line. Still no score as 8:30 left to go here in the second half or first half.
Second and we're going to call it second and five or six from the 24.
Sticking with the tight bone formation. Eight men in the box for Newton. Ball snap. Gaither going to roll out to his right. Quarterback keeper.
He gets to the 20. There's a flag. Probably holding his Red Hill. So
got three out of it, but going to come back.
First penalty against the Slukies.
One penalty both ways, I believe it is, isn't it?
5 yards on the Eagles. This would be 10 yards against Red Hill.
So going to bring up about second and 15.
Let's see. We'll be back at the
second market
33. So second and 15, yeah.
So big game brought back by a big loss.
It'd have been about third and three.
So second and 15 for Coach Billy Gray and his dogs. Looks like they're going to stick with the tight bone formation. Gaither up under center. Ball snapped. He's going to drop back. He's going to roll out to his right. Pressure put on. He can't go anywhere. Eagles get through. His helmet comes off. Gets about a 3 yard loss. So going to bring up about third and 18, it looks like.
I don't know if the high school has a rule if they have to go out or not.
Yeah,
it does. Or you can call a timeout. So
looks like they're going to call a timeout here. Coach Gray going to get Gaither back in there off the timeout.
I think he can.
So looks like he's over to the sideline, so he's going to have to sit a play out. So probably going to have Moore in there at the quarterback. Moore, he's thrown it off a couple of halfback passes
yeah.
we've seen so far this year. And he's got a pretty good arm. He can air it out. So. Coach Billy Gray may try to air it out, see what they got.
I think he may have to try to kind of a run off the sweep or something like that.
And they've had good success so far, like you said, off the spread. So maybe go back to that and spread their defense out, because on their bone formations, they've been stacking the box with eight or nine guys and leaving their wide receiver and a couple cornerbacks out there.
And they're saying we're going to dare Red Hill to throw the football.
They're starting to shut down Red Hill's running game, so might try to go to the air maybe a couple times and change things up a bit.
We're back at the 36, so it's third and 18.
So it looks like Drew Moore is going to be taking over for Gaither here. See what the Slukies do here on third and long. Looks like they're going to spread it out a little bit.
If they don't pick up rim and yards, I would have to kick it here.
Doubles right, doubles left. Drew Moore at the quarterback. Volkman in the backfield with him in the shotgun. Ball snap. He's going to roll out to his right to pass. Gets it away down the middle. Parker Havel caught it.
At the 11-yard line.
Parker Havel with a big catch from Drew Moore.
About, it was from 36 to the 11, 25 yards.
25-yard pass there. Drew Moore to Parker Havel cutting across the middle, right in stride.
Yeah.
Beautiful pass there. Gannon Gaither coming back in at the quarterback position. Going to keep it spread out. Doubles right, doubles left. Gaither in the shotgun with Moore to his right. Ball snapped. He's going to hand it off.
Keep it himself.
Fake the handoff. Kept it. And tackle for, looks like they're going to get him back to the line of scrimmage maybe. Going to bring up second and 10. Ball on the 11-yard line. Saluki is still trying to put points up on the board first. 6:40 left to go in the first half.
What's your name?
Score update. from the Florida site. Lawrenceville leading 8-6 after one quarter.
He's going to have to hurry to the line.
Bone formation, 2 seconds left.
Set it off.
Snap, gets it off, rolls out to the right. Keep it. Tackled.
The helmet came off again.
Loss of a yard there from Gannon Gaither. Looks like maybe a loss of two. Bring up 3rd and 12. Ball on the 13-yard line. So Gaither will come out again for another play.
Well, the last time he was out, Moore completed it 25-yard pass to Havel. So
we'll see what Coach Billy Gray does here as the Slookies come to the line now. Looks like it's going to be a
wishbone with Moore.
Yep, wishbone for
I guess.
Moore under center.
Yeah.
Ball
he's going to tape it up the middle.
He's going to go right up the middle trying to get a push. Coming out. No good. Got
back fourth,
to
be fourth down.
Got maybe a yard past the original line of scrimmage.
Fourth down and
going to bring up about fourth and we'll say got back to the original line of scrimmage.
Give me a yard on it.
So about, we'll say fourth and nine. See what the Salukis do. Maybe a quick pass. Run to the outside here. We'll see. Gaither back in there. Looks like double wing formation. Gaither in the shotgun. Cabins to his right. 10 seconds left to go on the play clock. Ball snap. Drops back. He's got it. Airs it out to Moore in the end zone. Touchdown.
Was that Moore?
Salukis. Moore goes up for it as Gaither just aired it up there for him. Comes down in towards the back of the end zone. Salukis up on the board first. Beautiful pass play there by Gaither to Moore for about 10 yards. Gets him up on the board with 4:53 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express score board. So look, he's going to go for two here. Try and make it 8-0. Looks like they're going to go with the wishbone formation.
Yeah, Drew caught that back at the end of the end zone. Got a foot down in there. So
Gaither under center. Snaps the ball. He's going to keep it himself. Goes right up to the outside.
He's got it.
Got it. 2-point conversion is good. So we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis on the board first. 8-0 over the Newton Eagles. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back to Chavesky's Field, where the Salukis get up on the board first. Here with 4:53 left to go here in the first half, 8-0 over the Eagles.
Yeah, they got the turnover on the fumble, then picked up a fourth down play with one of them, Moore, and a quarterback for Gaither, whose helmet came off. So he hits Parker Havel with a 25-yard pass to the 11. And then on, was it fourth down again, that Gaither hit Moore back in the back of the end zone for an 11-yard touchdown pass. And Gaither ran in the 2-point conversion, so 4:53 to go in the half. And Red Hill leads Newton 8-0.
Salukis will kick the ball off east to west towards the scoreboard. Not much of a wind, maybe a south wind here. So
look at the flag. It's
wind not going to be much of a factor. Back to receive for the Eagles. Can't quite get a number on that. We'll find out here shortly. Moore getting set to kick off. He's on his way, and the kick is up. And a short quick kick over here.
36.
About the 36. Ooh. Big tackle there. Brought him down about the 40-yard line. Receiving that was number 86, R.J. Lindman. I believe that was Volkman and Cavins on the tackle. So going to mark it at the 42-yard line. Eagles will take over, 1st and 10. Still trying to get up on the board. Salukis defense shutting
still
them down.
Colton Good still sitting on the bench over there, so I'm sure. So Bierman probably back at quarterback.
in the I formation. Two receivers left, one to his right, up under center. Snaps the ball, hands it off to the first man through. I believe that was Stanley.
Phillips.
Dawson Phillips. So Buttery and Phillips in the backfield. Pick up about...
You got about four five, on the play. 4 or 5.
4 yards, it looks like. Second and six. Ball on the 46-yard line. Slicky defense shutting down the pass game very well. Just having a little bit harder of a time getting this run game figured out. I formation. Bierman up under center. Snaps the ball. Drops back to pass. Looking to his right. I believe that was Phipps on the sack. Or no, that's Gagne. Andrew Gagne with a big defensive play there.
Six, a loss of six on the play.
Going to bring up a long third and 12. Ball on the 40-yard line. Defensive line firing on all cylinders tonight as Gagne and Benson getting two big plays on the defensive side of the ball. Looks like Drew Moore having a little equipment malfunction over there, walking over towards the sideline. I formation, doubles right, single receiver to the left. Right. Ball snap, handed off to Buttery, and another big stop there by Andrew Gagne. Multiple Salukis there to hold him up, and Gagne comes in for the
big. He lost about four on that play.
Bringing up fourth and about 16, call it 17 there.
It means from there. Newton punting from their own line of scrimmage being the 36. Moore going back probably to about his own 30. Looks like he's going to down to about there. First punt was a 45-yarder.
Punting for the Newton Eagles, number 45, Adam Bridges.
Now a timeout has been called by...
Timeout called by Coach Fulton. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. Best Way Express scoreboard reads 8-0. The Salukis over the Eagles. 2:49 left to go in the first half. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Eagles snap the ball. The punt is away. Coming out of the timeout. Bridges, beautiful punt. Gets it to the 16-yard line. Beautiful punt. The second beautiful
48-yard punt.
Nice perfect spiral.
Yeah.
Got a leg on him out there. Halftime score update from the Snake Pit down in Mount Carmel. Ace is up. I believe it is 48-14 over the Washington Hatchets. So... I don't know. I think it's Mount Carmel's homecoming
down
there, too. So
well, they handled Ollie pretty good last week. So
Golden Ace is having a big season so far. And I'm not sure if they still play Jasper. But that's,
yeah, they're still in the conference. They'll play them. Usually, Vincent's beat Jasper last week, I think.
Usually a pretty big game for them down there.
Yeah.
Saluki's coming out in the tight bone formation. Gaither at the quarterback. Volkman, Moore, and Cavins in the backfield. Ball snapped. He's going to hand it off to second man through. Drew Moore hits the C-gap hard. Finally stood up there by multiple Eagles. Moore to the ball carrier. Going to give him, looks like, two on the carry. So second and eight. Going to mark him at about the 19-yard line. Looks like an injury out there on the field. Newton Eagle player coming to the sideline.
So the clock stops with 2:22 to go in the half until about the injured player goes, so I'll get the clock going again.
It's like Teddy Frickle. Saluki's come to the line in the bone formation. Gaither snaps the ball, hands off to the third man through. I believe that was Volkman, maybe. Yep. Can't tell. Nope, more on the carry. Got about
another yard. We got two out of it.
Three. Looks like three on the carry, so third and five.
Bring up the third down and it's six.
Saluki slowly moving the ball, controlling the clock. 1:45 left to go here in the first half.
Each team with one timeout.
Tight bone formation. Gaither brings him to the line. 5 seconds left to go on the play clock. Tries to draw him off sides. Ball snapped. Hands it off to Volkman this time. Big run. Breaks a couple of tackles. Gets out to the 35-yard line for about a
14-yard pickup.
So first down, Saluki's with 1:25 left to go. Saluki's driving for that end zone, hoping to get in before the half
is
over.
At least to me, keep at the point where they can run the clock out here. They will receive the second half kickoff.
So maybe put up on the board and then...
If they can get a big play here, you know, get it down inside the territory where they could throw something, but...
Ball snack. Gaither keeps it out, rolls out to the right side, gets up the sideline, picks up the first down, running out of bounds, stops the clock. Looks like they're going to mark him at right at the 45. See where they mark the ball. They're going to give it to him, it looks like.
They haven't moved the change yet. But.
And a flag thrown from the sideline over there. Late flag. See what that was about. Sideline warning.
Oh, sideline warning. But they haven't moved the change yet, so is it first down or is it?
See what?
It must be a 9-yard pick. It must be second and one.
So they're caught second in inches.
Yeah.
Because that looks right there on the line. They were on the 35.
Which is right in front of the where the yardsticks are.
And
so
they're going to give it to them. First and 10, Salukis.
Okay.
So they move the chains. Play clock still running.
Oh, it stopped.
Reset the play clock here. Bone formation. Gaither snaps the ball, hands off the first man through, breaks away. Big play, Johnny Cabin, ball loose.
No, I think they'd whistled him down.
Calling down. Picked up, looks like about six on the carry. Looks like he got seven. Seven on the carry, second and three. Timeout called on the field. Coach Gray wants a timeout. We'll take 1-2. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Saluki's on the board. 8-0, 49 seconds left to go here in the first half. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Ambrall Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game. Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis. Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Ambrall Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis are on the 48-yard line just past midfield in Newton Eagle territory. Less than 50 seconds left to go here in the first half.
Second down and three. I think Red Hill is out of timeouts now. So
you're going to go doubles right, doubles left. Gaither in the shotgun with more to his left. Snaps the ball. Going to fake the handoff. He's going to run out to the left side. Quickly brought down for a loss of about 2 yards. Puts him back up to 50. Bierman on the tackle. So going to bring out third and five.
They had a couple plays called there, so.
30 seconds left to go here in the half. They got to run one more play. Doubles. Gaither in the shotgun. He's going to
keep
run,
it himself.
Keeping himself, it looked like. It looked like
he's the flag. No, a flag. Thrown in there.
Looks like a
holding against Red Hill.
Against
so.
Red Hill. Second penalty against Red Hill. Going to mark off some yardage. Looks like going to stay out.
Yeah, 10 yards. So it'll be.
It's like about second and six.
Yeah, they're probably just going to run the clock out now because you're going to have the ball to start the second half, so you don't want to do anything. Actually, they may not have to. If the clock starts here, they may not have to run a play. No, they do.
Looks like they got to run a play. Play clock only going here. Going to spread it out again. Gaither in the shotgun. Moore to his right. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Four in the box for Newton. Ball snapped. Gaither options out. Halfback pass to Moore. Gets the ball off downfield. Havlicek comebacks and gets it. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. 11 seconds left to go on the clock. Slukey's running to the ball. Looks
they can,
like they're
going
to try and spike it here to stop the clock. Try and get in the end zone. Chains are moving. Slukey's up to the line. Gaither in the shotgun. Whistle blown. Ball snapped. He's going to option off to Moore. Trying it again. He's going to run. Faked it. Gets out of bounds with 1.8 on the clock. Runs out of bounds right at the first down marker, it looks like. Slukey's desperately trying to get in the end zone with 1.8 left to go. Second and inches for the Slukey's. Looks like Coach Fulton wants a timeout to talk something over with his defense. Slukey's putting pressure on the Eagles. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. Best Way Express scoreboard 8-0. You're listening to Slukey Football right here on The Legend.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Tonight's game brought to you by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WCHI-TV, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Welcome back, Saluki fans. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, one heck of an end to the first half so far.
They got a chance, second and one to 20 with 1.8 seconds to go. So
having very successful luck with that spread. Trips right, doubles left. Drew Moore at the quarterback position. Ball snapped. He's in the shotgun. Drops back. He's going to run it up the middle. He's got time has expired. He's running loose out there. Looking
gonna
for
get
the,
to the
end
corner.
Zone. Is he getting in? Reaches for it. Touchdown, Salukis.
Drew Moore, 20 yards, 21 yards.
Drew Moore, 20 yards out. In the shotgun, drops back to pass. Looks for everybody. Nobody open. Shuffles through the middle. Shoots toward the corner of the end zone. He got it. Salukis get up on the board right as time expires. 14-0. They're going to go for two on
again.
This one. What an end to the half.
Yeah. Once he got to that corner there, take one guy at about the 10, got to the corner. And they get the ball to start the second half, so this two-point conversion here will be big for the Salukis.
Salukis coming to the line. Doubles formation. Doubles right. Doubles left. Looks like Drew Moore is going to take over. Snaps the ball. He's going to quarterback keeper. The option's off to Gaither. He's going to run up the middle. Out
he's
going to
get
outside.
It. He broke a couple times. He got
walked
it.
Walked right in. Gaither got it. Moore shuffling it out to Gaither there. Runs it right in. Got the two. As we go to halftime, Best Way Express scoreboard is going to read 16-0 in favor of the Salukis. We'll be back here in a couple to talk halftime stats and a little first game, first half stats as well. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, one-year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperion Care Bridgeport. Aperion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperion Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Hi, I'm Jessica Carithers. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at the Lawrenceville Bank for all Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where it's halftime here at Chavesky Field. Band out there now, always a big band.
Drum makers in the picture.
Really good.
I think the biggest band in the LIC.
Is your band ready?
And a very good band.
Tonight's halftime brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Rob, let's talk some football. Great first half of football so far. Drew Moore with some big pass plays so far.
Well, it's been he was Drake Allen out. And Gaither's been at the quarterback. Gaither's attempted two passes and completed one to Drew Moore for 12 yards for a touchdown. Moore is 2 of 2 for both to Parker Havel for 56 yards. So the Salukis 3 of 4 passing for 68 yards. Moore has 74 yards rushing, 108 total rushing for the Salukis in the first half, and a total offensive Red Hill 176 yards. Newton is 0 of 6 in passing with one interception, and I've got them for 40 yards rushing, so just 40 yards total offense for the Eagles. And as we know, they're in that second quarter after the interception. Their quarterback, Colton Good, has been on the bench over here. And it didn't look like, you know, from where he was sitting there, that he would be back into the ballgame. Connor Bierman has taken over at the quarterback position. But the Saluki defense has been excellent. They've had several sacks. I think Cade Benson and Andrew Gagne each had a big sack there in the first half. Offensively, the first touchdown came after the interception. They had good field position, and they scored on that fourth down play. And then Newton had to punt. They got the ball back. And about their own 17, 18-yard line. And were able to – they had a big run in there. Volkman had a 14-yard run in there. And then Moore hit Havel with a 31-yard pass to about the 20-yard line. And then on fourth down – from about the 12 or 13, or about the 21-yard line, Moore out of the shotgun, running in for a touchdown.
And Saluki's not having much luck out of their bone offense because Newton just stacking the box with just about every player out there on defense, and they're just bull rushing.
Yeah.
And Gaither not able to go anywhere, so having to spread out a little bit, going to doubles formation and spread the defense out, and they're having a little bit more luck out of that.
And it's something the Red Hill hadn't used up until tonight, kind of forced into it with Drake Allen being out, so they're, you know, changing it. And Newton really hadn't seen that, so they'll probably make some adjustments in the second half. But when Drew Moore's or somebody like a Drew Moore back there that can escape and things like that. It's a dual threat or a triple threat because he's thrown the ball a couple times for completions to Parker Havel, and you know, he's run the ball there. I don't know how many carries he's got, but I've got him 74 yards rushing, but two offensive, 56 yards passing. So he's accounted for about 130 yards total offense.
So Drew Moore having a big, big night. And a couple of those passes off a halfback pass.
One of them was off a halfback pass. And the other one, I think, was... they may have both been off a halfback pass. I'm not sure.
I think one was off the halfback pass, and then Gaither had to go out because his helmet came off, and I think it was off of that one.
Yeah, I think it was. It was out of the shotgun play, out of the spread. So, but the defense has played excellent. They've really given Newton nothing the first half, and if Connor Bierman has taken over at quarterback there for Newton when Colton Good went out. Good is a 6-foot, 170-pound senior, and Bierman, a 6'1", 190-pound senior, running back, but they've moved him to the quarterback position, so, you know, that takes away a little bit of their from the running back situation. Red Hill does that, too, with Moore, but as long as Gaither can be back there a little bit, you know, that helps them. But the Salukis scored with, actually late in the second quarter, with 4:53 to go. Moore catching an 11-yard pass from McGannon Gaither. Probably the first touchdown pass of Gaither's career. And Gaither ran the two-point conversion for an 8-0 lead. But after getting the ball back at the 17-18 yard line, Salukis moved down and then scored on that big scramble by Moore as time expired for the touchdown. Gaither ran the two-point conversion in, and it was 16-0 Red Hill. And being in the game, Red Hill did defer, so they will have the option of receiving the kickoff in the second half. Salukis had, I've got them with 8 first downs, to only 3 for Newton. Penalty wise, Red Hill 2 for 20. Newton 1 for just 5.
So anything could happen. Both teams doing a phenomenal job. Salukis defense shutting down the Eagles offense and just trying to figure out this new offense that they're having to run. Mm-hmm. Drake Allen, as we said, out for a couple of games. Hopefully a speedy recovery. Yep. And welcome him back here within the next couple of games. But Drew Moore really shown us what he has there at the quarterback position, shown us he's got an arm and can really get it downfield, hit Parker Havel in stride. Gaither trying to get off a little bit better here. He's not having much luck out there. I don't know if it's blocking or
I think they're just kind of stacking the line and, you know, but he did throw that touchdown pass to Moore for 11 yards, and was not under pressure for that one. But and again, with their Newton quarterback Colton Good apparently out for the game, we'll see what happens in the second half. Putting Bierman in, they probably haven't worked that very much. Whereas Red Hill, knowing that Drake Allen was going to be out, they had a couple practices to get with Gaither and with Moore as far as, you know, working them in those positions. So that maybe an advantage for Red Hill. Newton hadn't had that opportunity for that situation, as far as we know.
And like you said, probably not going to see too many more pass plays from Newton here in the second half, as we didn't see hardly any from Bierman there. Actually,
Good threw all the passes, 6 passes, and his last one was the one that was intercepted.
And Bierman actually, I believe he tried to drop back for a couple of passes, but Gagne came in and had some big tackles for a loss there.
And so. Benson had one in the first half or the first quarter against Good. So we'll just have to see. Again, maybe the key point will be this second half, the first possession. If Red Hill will be able to get a score and get a three touchdown lead, it'd be big. It doesn't guarantee you're going to win it, but it would put Newton in a position where they may have to try some things that they're not used to doing.
Halftime show tonight brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza. It's halftime here at Sobeski Field. 8:30 left to go here. Salukis up 16-0. They're towards the got their touchdowns there towards the end of the second half. So slowly but surely getting points on the board. They'll get the ball here coming back into the second half. We'll send it back to the studio for another commercial break and talk a little bit more on what we think is to come here in the second half. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Truck month at Bill Dobson Ford, and that means unbelievable savings on the number one selling truck for over four decades. Save up to $10,000 on a new Ford F-150. Ford is offering 0% financing for 72 months. Drive the truck that leads all industries. Drive the best. Drive the built Ford Tough F-150. Save during the Ford Truck Month at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See salesman for details.
Crazy. In Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where it's halftime here at Sebeski Field. Saluki's up 16-0. Before we talk some second half football, Rob, I'd like to give a big happy birthday shout out to my dad, my mentor, my number one fan since day one. Turns the big 51 today. Oh, okay. So happy birthday,
happy
John
birthday,
C.
And many
love
more.
Many more.
Yes.
Many more to come. So, second half action, looking forward, probably not too much. Probably won't see too much of the Bone, I would think. Having so much success out of the doubles formation and having a little bit more success with the pass game, too, this game so far.
Yeah, I would think that maybe that they would probably they won't throw – I don't think they're going to throw the ball. They want to probably just, you know – try to control the ball, but see what happens. You know that.
See what happens, and try just run the clock out like they usually do. Just get up on the board when they can, like we've seen with the Almy game, mm-hmm. where it was so close, 8-7 there, and then against Flora and Robinson, This Newton Eagle defense kind of shutting down their run game out of that bone. And like Coach Gray said in the pregame, they run a similar offense. I believe he said whenever we were talking, it was the exact same offense, and they kind of block it very similar. So they kind of know what to expect coming from this Red Hill offense.
If they haven't run a lot of the wishbone tonight, they've run some of the iron out of the spread.
And like the Salukis, kind of down on men. Quarterback Colton Good came out of the game, and not sure what's going on there. Possibly some kind of head injury, as he had a towel over his head there in the first quarter. So maybe look for him to come back in the second half, but still unsure. But I see that Coach Gray, he might pass it just a little bit more here in the second half. Maybe try and work that run game a little bit, but with Newton just stacking the line there against the Salukis, I'm not sure what he's got for that.
Well, I think they're trying to run the clock as much as they can. Even in this last drive down there, they had the one pass to Havel that he completed, but the rest of it was on the ground. But as long as you can control the clock a little bit and, you know, keep the ball out of their hands.
Play Saluki football here in the second half and just not try and cause too many turnovers and keep it off the ground.
Right.
So as we await both teams to come back in that extra 3 minutes of stretch time, we'll go ahead and send it back for one more commercial back to studio. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Close Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef
sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Hi, my Mommy and Daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and Dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, Mommy and Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef
sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where both teams have returned to the field as we are awaiting the three minutes.
Yeah, I've got one couple stats here that I want to look at here for you. Red Hill has had the ball 16 minutes and 2 seconds, basically 16 of the 24 minutes. So, and they've run 36 plays to 19 for Newton. So that's kind of the way it's gone. Red Hill has had the football and controlled the clock, and that's what they like to do.
And not sure if – don't see good on the bench yet.
Well, I saw 42 Bierman playing catch out here with somebody, so
I think that's good. I believe that's good walking on the track without his pads on, so maybe
I bet he'll come back or something.
Yeah.
Well, he had a towel around his head and everything, and in precaution, you got to take – like anybody, you got to take care of it. And
I believe that is good. Yep, he's out. He got undressed. I believe he – maybe some big hit and got a concussion.
Well, it was on that interception, I think. I don't know if it happened then, but it was about that time right after that.
So it looks like Bierman will be the quarterback here in the second half. Newton Eagles kicking off west-east to the Salukis, and the kick is away. A little short kick fielded at the 30-yard line. Brought back there to the 40, it looks like. Got about 10 yards out of it.
Volkman on the carry.
It says Volkman on it, so got about 10 on the reception. Or the return, I should say. So Salukis will have good field position to start the second half, coming out of the first half off of two scores and two 2-point conversions, 16-0. Best Way Express scoreboard as we start the second half.
They start throwing 40, which is not bad.
See what the Salukis have for them this go around. I'm going to come out in the bone formation. Gaither at quarterback. Snaps the ball, hands off to the third man through. Drew Moore, he runs right up the middle, gets out to the 48-yard line, it looks like, for being brought down. Pickup of about 8, second and 2. Moore with the big carry so far to start the second half.
Like he had 14 carries for 74 yards in the first half.
Starting off good so far, getting their run game established early. Trying to throw the defensive line off a little bit. Going to stick with that tight bone formation. Gaither up under center. Moore, Volkman, and Cavins, the backs. Snaps the ball, hands off to third man through. That's Volkman gets the first down and Moore. Got about, looks like 5-6 yards. Maybe.
About 5 maybe.
Got about 5 yards on the carry, so
first two plays, it looked like the offensive line was really pushing off better.
Saw Gagne was about 10 yards deep back here. Really going at it with another defensive lineman out there. First and 10, ball on the Eagles' 47-yard line. Tight bone formation here. Gaither under center, ball snapped, hands it off to Moore. Third man through. He's driving, still on his feet before being brought down by.
Got to the 41-yard line there.
Three Eagle players there. Got about 6 on the carry. Sorry, 5. No, it looks like they're marked about 6. So second and 4. Ball on the 41-yard line. 10:15 left to go here in the third quarter. Salukis taking their time. 10 seconds left to go on the play clock. Tight bone formation. Gaither up under center. Snaps the ball. Hands it off to quarterback. He fakes the handoff. Keeps it himself. Running loose. Scrambling out here to the left side. Pushed out of bounds. Right about the 35-yard line. They're going to mark it.
Got
the
about
first
6
down.
Yards for the first down.
Looked like he faked the handoff. Was going to roll to his right.
And he broke a tackle. Look at. He got the 6 yards on the carry.
So Gaither getting positive yardage out of there, picking up the first down.
35-yard line there. They picked up 25 yards and 20 yards and two carries.
So slowly but surely moving the ball, controlling most of the clock. 2:09 ticked off here in the third quarter. Inching slowly towards the end zone. Tight bone formation. Gaither snaps the ball, hands off the first man through. Johnny Cavins gets about 3 on the carry. Going to bring up second and 7. Ball on the 30,
7.
Looks like they're going to market
about
30.
About 2 yard pickup, it looks like.
Looks like they're going to market 33-yard line.
33, yes. And then 3.
Eagles and Saluki's getting fresh legs in there, keeping everybody revving and going. Looks like Coach Gray's going to stick to the tight bone formation here, working good so far. 5 seconds left to go on the play clock. Ball snap, hands off to Drew Moore. He stumbles through traffic, picking up about, looks about like he got.
He's going to be a couple yards short of the first down, it looks like.
Looks like he got about 5 out of that.
Going to mark him at the 27.
So about 6. Then bring up about 3rd and 2. Moore getting big yardage here in the second half so far for the Salukis. Hitting those gaps really hard, driving as hard as he can.
In 19 yards and 3 carries.
Getting stood up at the line a little bit, but still driving with 3 guys on him. Tight bone formation, ball snapped, hands off to Drew Moore. Second man through, driving, gets the first down and Moore. Got about 6 on the carry there. Gets it to about the 21-yard line. Another first down for the Salukis.
Another 6 yards. They've yet picked up 8. 5, 6, 6, 3, 5, and 6.
So far, Eagle defense, no answer for this Saluki offense out of their run game, stopping them every chance they could out of that bone formation in the first half, but just unsuccessful here as the Salukis are slowly but surely trailing down the field. Tight bone formation, fakes the handoff, options out to Volkman, out to the right side. He gets the first down, still running for the end zone, down at the 5-yard line. Big. Oh, looks like they might mark him.
We're not going to mark him inside the 10 and about the.
Looks like he's at the 5-yard.
5-yard line, 16-yard pickup there.
First successful option play there. I think they've ran it about 3 or 4 times.
They ran it, one time they had a fumble on it.
So
first and goal from the 5.
Big pickup there.
And they run 4 minutes off the clock, too.
So controlling the clock here in the second half, playing Saluki football as usual. Tight bone formation. Gaither snaps ball, hands off, third man through. Drew Moore pushing for the end zone. Does he have it?
Touchdown,
Salukis. Salukis get up on the board first here in the second half, making it 22-0 over the Newton Eagles as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 7:33 left to go here in this third quarter. Going for 2 here. They haven't kicked it too much here in the past few games.
They tried a couple early, but
they just saw they weren't going to have much success with it, so a little bit easier just to go for 2. Going to stick with the tight bone formation. Cavins, Volkman, Moore, the backs. Gaither snaps the ball, hands it off to Volkman right up the middle. Just shy of the 2-point conversion. No good. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 22-0 win in favor of the Salukis. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Tonight's game brought to you by Varner Service Center, Gray's Restaurant, Sippet's Sweet Teas, and Aperian Care. Coming out of the break, score update from Flora Site. Lawrenceville is down 12-8, coming out of halftime. Trailing in the second quarter, up for a little bit, but I think just before they went to halftime, the Wolves got a touchdown.
That Saluki drive was 9 plays, 60 yards. It took 4 minutes and about 27 seconds. It took, down to 7:33, so it took about almost 4 or 9 minutes off the clock. Now they will kick off, leading 22-0.
Drew Moore getting set to kick off to Aaron Buttery, set back to receive for the Eagles. Moore kicking east to west. Slight breeze towards him. And kickoff is away. Deep kick back to Buttery. He receives it about the 10-yard line. He's going to run it out right up the middle. Nobody touched him yet. Finally brought down there at about the 45-yard line by number 52, Will Stimler.
About a 40-yard return there, wasn't it? Yeah, you know,
35-yard. Almost broke away. Nobody touched him right up the middle.
No. He had a full head of steam on him.
Stimler finally grabbed on and drug him down. Couple guys to beat there, but Stimler lashed on quick. And it looks like Bierman will be the quarterback here in the second half. Got to wonder how deep on the roster, how much in depth they are at the quarterback position, unless they just go to like a wildcat type formation. Doubles left and right. Bierman in the shotgun, snaps the ball, rolls out to his left, looks right, hits the
screen pass out
Stanley
there
in the flats. Picks up maybe 10 yards. They're going to mark him right at the 45-yard line on the other side of the field. Looks like they're going to give it to him.
First down and 10,
Eagles.
And first pass completion.
Bierman was rolling out to his left.
And he came back across with a little screen pass, or pass to the, out in the flat, so.
Looks like they're going to stick to that double. Looks like they're going to go trips left now, single receiver right. Bierman in the shotgun with Buttery, I believe that is, to his left. Snaps the ball, fakes the handoff. He's going to run it himself up the left side. Tripped up there by Jonathan Cavins. Going to pick up, looks like, about a yard out of that carry. So going to bring up 2nd and 9. Ball on the 44-yard line in Saluki territory. 6:35 left to go here in the third quarter. So look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 22-0 in favor of the Salukis. Trips right this time. Single receiver left. Bierman under center. That's Phillips in the backfield. Quick pass out here to the quick screen pass to number 7. We'll get a name here in a second. Finally brought down.
Kendall Ferguson.
Ferguson on the reception. Gets about 4 yards up. Looks like about 5. He's got 5 on the carry.
So it's going to be third down. And
third and about 4, it looks like.
Yeah.
Ball on the 39-yard line. Having a little bit of success here. A couple of quick screen passes and a little run. Doubles left, single receiver right. 2 backs in the backfield with Bierman, Buttery, and Phillips. Ball snapped. He's going to take it himself in the B gap, hits it hard, drives through, picks up the first down and a little more, gets about 5 out of it. 1st and 10 Eagles before being brought down by a pack of dogs.
5-yard pickup there.
Eagles slowly inching towards the red zone, trying to put their first points of the night on the board. Doubles right, single receiver left. Looks like they're in the I formation. Bierman up under center. Phillips behind him. Stanley. Or Buttery, I should say. Bierman drops back. Passes out. Quick flat route. Quick curl right out there. Right through the hands of number 44, I believe. Hunter Gray. Number 14. Jacob Stanley out there.
Looked like he was open in that area, but
nearest defender about 5 yards away from him.
So it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Eagles at the Saluki 34. But they're leading 22-0 here. 5:09 to go in the third quarter.
Doubles left, single receiver right, Bierman under center. Bierman tries to draw him offsides, and he does with the double cadence. Offsides on the Salukis, march off 5 yards there. Going to bring up 2nd and 5 from the 29-yard line.
2nd penalty against Red Hill. 2 penalties for 10 yards. Newton has 3 for 25.
I think that's the other way around. I think Newton had 1 in the first half, I believe it was.
Red Hill's got 3 for 25. Yeah. And Newton 1 for 5. Yeah.
Doubles
got
left.
Got my wrong paper here.
Doubles left, single receiver right. Bierman under center, snaps the ball, drops back the pass. Looking deep right side. No flag on the play. New Needles looking for a passing interference, but looking like number one out there.
Havel was the defender. Yep.
It's number two, Marshall Tarr, the intended receiver. I mean, conflict going back and forth between the both of them, so, I mean, can't really call much there.
Third down and five with the regular 29.
Eagles still looking for the red zone to try and get up on the board here. Haven't seen the red zone all night. Trips left, doubles right, empty backfield. Bierman in the shotgun. Bierman snaps the ball. Right. He's going to keep it himself, running right up the middle. He reaches for the first down. See where they mark him at.
Looks he's like close to it.
Looks like they're just past. Got about six out of it, it looks like. It's going to be
first down.
First and 10.
You got the 5 yards or whatever is needed.
First and 10 from the Saluki 24-yard line.
Under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Clock running.
Doubles left, single receiver right. I formation. Bierman gets up under center, snaps the ball, hands it off to Buttery there. He's going to run up the B gap and get about, looks like he got about seven out of the play. Gets it out to the, looks like they're going to mark him out about the 17-yard line. Going to bring up second and third. Second and three on the play. Ball on the Saluki 17. I formation, two receivers right, one left. Bierman up under center, comes set, tries to draw him off, snaps the ball, hands it off there to Buttery. He gets the first down and a little more, slowly inching for the end zone. Gets it right to the 14-yard line. Picking up little yardage here and there. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. High formation again. Two receivers left, one right. Bierman taking his time. Snaps the ball, drops back to pass, looking for the end zone. Right through the hands of the intended receiver. Wide open there. Pass intended there for Marshall Tarr. Kendall Ferguson. Kind of hard to see those numbers out there a little bit. Bierman taking his time up there, trying to run. Yeah. It seems like they're trying to run a little bit of clock, too, as well.
Well, they've had the ball for about 4 minutes.
Second and 10.
So.
Ball on the 14-yard line. Bierman under center. He's going to pitch it out to Buttery. Buttery running up the left side.
Fumble.
Oh, fumble.
Red Hill's got it.
Looked like.
He was hitting that ball, squirted down to about the 5-yard line, but that's their third fumble that Red Hills had got recovered.
I believe that was White's shoulders forcing the fumble, and the ball went easily 10 yards.
If Newton
downfield.
Recovered, it would have been a first down for them, but it squirted out, and Saluki's take over to about the...
Looks like they're going to mark it about the four-yard line.
Looks like about the four-yard line.
So big second down play there for the Salukis, cause of turnover, and 3:28 left to go here in the third quarter as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Score still 22-0 in favor of the Salukis. Going to run some clock off. Going to go with the double wing formation. Gaither under center. Snaps ball. Quarterback keeper right up the middle. Yeah. Trying to get a little bit of yardage. Some cushion there from your own end zone. Got about five on the carry, it looks like. Got out to the 9-yard line.
About 4 yards.
Bring up about a second and five, maybe a long six. Slowly moving the clock, or moving the ball, running a lot of clock. Like we usually have seen, let the play clock get down to about two or three and then finally snap the ball. They're going to come out in the tight bone formation. Play clock at seven. Ball snap. He hands off to the second man through. And still going. Whistle's blown for some reason.
Yeah. Well, that was somebody blocking up there. So
Drew Moore was still on his feet. They're marking him back here at the 20.
And I don't think that was Moore out here. That was somebody blocking out there. But he got...
Moore got up with the ball way out here at the 25.
Evidently, his knee went down.
But whistles were blowing, and they're marking him back at the 20-yard line. They're talking it over out there.
He's at the 20. It should be a first down.
And they're marking it back at the 14.
But it should be almost the first.
Coach Gray out there on the field looking for an explanation. Nobody knowing what's going on. Trying to figure out here.
So it should be.
Not sure what happened there. I believe it was Moore with the ball.
And they haven't moved the sticks yet, but if it's at the 14, they'd be close to a first down.
It's got to be a first down, I would say. I mean, I believe it was Moore on the carry, and they marked it at the 21st, and then he got up with it at the 25. They're giving him the first down.
Yeah. Okay.
So first and 10 at the 14.
So he picked up about 8 yards, 7 yards on the play, I guess.
Not sure what happened there. Whistles were blowing.
It might have been an inadvertent whistle.
Whistles were blowing before.
And the referee's going to come over and talk to the Newton coaching staff, let them know what it was.
So not quite sure what happened there. Saluki's pick up the first down on something.
Yeah.
Not sure what to call.
At least he got a first down.
So Saluki's with the first and 10, just under 3 minutes to go, running clock. Saluki's running time off the game clock here, 15 left to go on the play clock. Tight bone formation, Gaither up under center. Snaps the ball, hands it off to the third man through. He breaks to the inside. That's Drew Moore still on his feet, breaking tackles left and
across
right.
The 25.
Picks up another first down, gets about 12
yards there.
Big first and 10 for Drew Moore. Getting well away from that end zone.
Slookie's getting the ball out from the shadow of their own end zone.
Off of that one weird play, not sure what was going on. We heard multiple whistles while Drew was still on his feet.
The only thing I can think is either an inadvertent whistle or his knee had touched or something like that.
Tight bone formation, ball snap. Gaither keeps it himself, rolls out to the right. He's still on his feet, gets about 4 yards out of the play before being brought down. Going to bring up about a second and six.
He got almost 5 yards, didn't he?
That looks about five.
Yeah.
So second and five. Ball on the 31-yard line. Saluki's getting their run game really going here. Not much success with it in the first half. Went to the air quite about half the time, I believe.
Well, they had 108 yards rushing in the first half. They've got 89 so far in this quarter. So
sticking with the tight bone formation here.
Flag.
Flags fly. Looks like false start on the Salukis.
Okay.
Little eager to get off the line there.
So it'll be second and 11.
1:29 left to go here in the third quarter as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 22-0 in favor of the Salukis over the Eagles.
I don't think Billy, and unless it's really a situation, I don't think they'll throw the ball.
Probably not. Just stick to that run game. Just run the clock.
Yeah.
Play Saluki football as they always have in the second half. Ball snapped, hands off to the second man through. That's Drew Moore breaking away, gets out to the 50, finally brought down. Flags fly.
It's probably going to be a face mask.
Brought down out of bounds at about the 45-yard line.
He's on the 31, so that's 19. And
see what the flag is here.
24 yards on the carry there.
Personal foul on the
Eagles.
Yep.
It looked like it was out of bounds or something on the.
Going to mark off 15 yards there. Going to be first and 10 on the 30.
It was a 24-yard pickup there, plus with the penalty ball thrusting at the Newton 30-yard line.
Score update from the Flora site. Flora leads Lawrenceville 18-8. In the third quarter. Saluki's sticking with the tight bone formation. Gaither comes up under center, snaps the ball, hands off to third man through. That's Volkman this time. He powers through a couple of defensive men. Gets close to the first down there.
He looks like he got about eight or nine yards on that play.
Got about nine there.
Yeah.
He just powered through.
Well, this third quarter, the Red Hill offensive line has been dominant.
Looks like he powered through a defensive back out there. And
122 yards rushing this quarter for the Salukis.
Just reached for that first down marker, but came up short. Another score update. 5:23 left to go in the third quarter at the Snake Pit. Aces lead at 61-20 over the Hatchets. Tight bone formation. 3 seconds left. Gaither snaps the ball, hands it off to Cavins. He powers through before being brought down by the whole defensive line, it looks like. Picks up the first down and a little more. Got about 4 on the carry. Gets it to the 17.
That'll be the
line.
End of the third quarter. They'll have to run a play now. So
see what Coach Gray wants to do here. Out
the clock here,
seconds.
Third quarter.
He's clapping to his team. He's signaling them over. 10 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. He's going to let it run down as time expires here in the third quarter. Salukis are leading it as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 22-0 over the Newton Eagles. Salukis will come back with the ball on the 17-yard line here as we start the fourth quarter. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Jamie Niemerg, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, is seeing patients at the Family Practice Clinic located at 1200 Northeast Street inside SAHF Weber Medical Clinic. Jamie is available to see pediatric patients through age 21. She can care for children who are sick with common illnesses, as well as take care of well checks and physicals. She has a special interest in children with asthma and special needs. To make an appointment with Jamie, call 618-392-2940.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis are winning it here as we get set to start the fourth quarter, 22-0.
They have a first and 10 at the Newton 17. Salukis picked up 126 yards rushing that quarter. Drew Moore had 7 carries for 73 and a touchdown. He had 74 yards first half.
He's doing a phenomenal job tonight, him and Volkman.
And the offensive line, I mean, it's the second, third quarter. They dominated the third quarter, which they didn't do in the first half.
Coming out in a tight bone formation, seeing all the third quarter. We'll see and most of the half.
But see the offensive line just pushing the line about 5 or 6 yards, but down the line of scrimmage.
Handed off to Cavins, it looked like there. Got about, looks like he got about 7 on the carry, so second six. And 3. Ball at the 11-yard line. So he got about 6.
He got
second
about 6,
yeah,
because he was at the 17.
Cavins getting the ball a little bit more here. He's had a couple of carries on the night so far. Sticking with the bone formation. Gaither letting time run down. 5 on the play clock. Snaps the ball, hands off to Cavins again. He's going to get the first down, it looks like. Got out to about the 7, maybe.
Yep.
See where they mark it. Going to mark it at about the 7-yard line. Maybe a yard shy, marking it at the 8. 3rd and 1. Salukis inching closer, trying to get up by 4 touchdowns. Sticking with the tight bone formation. They're going to measure it, it looks like. Official timeout.
See, I get one thing written down 3 yards. If he speaks, first down is 4 yards. So.
Hey, they can't make up their minds, it looks like, tonight. See what they got here as they get marking it off. Looks close.
It's short.
Just about short. A foot short, it looked like.
So he could have, Red Hill could have 6 plays. If he took the 3rd and 4th down here, plus 4, they could have 6 plays to get 1 yard. Or well, not 1 yard, but 7 yards, so...
So we'll see what they do here. Just under 11 minutes. 1 minute gone from the fourth quarter. Salukis controlling the clock as always. Gaither going to let time run down off the play clock. 15 left on it. Waiting here, taking his time, relaxing a little bit. Gets set under center, snaps the ball. He's going to keep it, option in and out. He gets the first down and more. Gets out there, a couple of late hits it looked like. Gets out to about the 4-yard line. Picks up the first down a little more.
That's 17 first downs for Red Hill. He's at the 4-yard line, picked up, what, 3 yards there?
Yep. Gaither having a rough start in the first half, but
he's carried the ball one, two, three times second half at least for 18 yards, 4 for 18, I think.
Starting to really get in a groove here now. Snaps the ball. He's handing it off to the third man through. Quickly brought down there. It looked like Drew Moore on the carry for
nothing.
Loss of a couple of yards. Going to mark it about the 7, it looks
about
like.
3-yard loss, maybe?
So about a 3-yard loss. Second and goal from the 7-yard line.
Under 10 minutes to go, so second and goal with the 7.
Saluki's taking their time. 2:15 gone from the quarter. Slowly coming to the line. 10 left on the play clock. Gaither taking his time under center. Snaps the ball. Hands off to the third man through. That's Volkman. He gets about 4, it looks like.
So he got about the 3-yard line, yeah.
3, maybe. Second, we're marking that 3. Third and goal.
Third goal from the 3.
Volkman not touching the ball too many times tonight, but when he has, he's gotten big yardage out of it so far.
I had him 4 for 20 in the first half. 1, 2, 3, 4 so far in the second half. 5, 21, 30, 34 yards, so he's getting some yardage.
Another score update, end of the third quarter at the Snake Pit, 61-20 over the Hatchets in favor of Mount Carmel. Gaither scrambling it to the outside. Gets close to the goal line.
About to the 1 yard. Looks like you're about to the 1.
Looks like they're going to mark him just short. About the 1. Maybe inches.
Fourth down and goal.
So Gaither look to have quarterback keeper here right up the middle. Line getting great push off.
Yeah, I'd give it to more of the.
See what Coach Billy Gray has in store for the Eagles here on this fourth and goal on the goal line play here. Gaither letting time run out a little bit. Looks
Gray's
like
going to call a timeout. Yep.
Coach Gray's going to call a timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, 7-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richard Memorial Hospital, and Sanders Family Chiropractic. Welcome back out of the timeout where Salukis are still up 22-0 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 8:07 left to go as Salukis are on the goal line trying to punch it in. Gaither been taking his time up there, as I'm sure he's been told by Coach Billy Gray.
It's not so much this time because the clock's not running. The play clock will, but
ball snapped. He's going to hand it third man through to Volkman. Walks right into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Salukis. Ball knocked away there by a teammate as they were celebrating. He went and picked it up. Scored there, 28-0. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis up by 4 now. Going to try for that 2-point conversion. Make it 4 touchdowns and 2 points there. Salukis come to the line in the tight bone. Gaither gets set, snaps the ball, hands off to the Volkman again. He walks out to the outside, right into the end zone again. Good for the 2 points. Look, the Best Way Express scoreboard. 8:03 left to go here in the game. Salukis lead it over the Eagles, 30-0. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Hi, this is Stacy Lockhart. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at Lawrenceville Bank for the Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for more details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You are listening to Red Hill Saluki Football on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
I mean, 30 to nothing, you know.
Welcome back to Ognation, where the Salukis coming off a score 30 to nothing as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. What a second half it's been, and what a end of the first half it was.
The last 5 minutes of the first half when they scored twice, and the big thing after the interception they scored. And then they took over to the 17-yard line, about 4 minutes to go, and scored on the fourth down play to make it 16-0. In the second half, they've had the ball twice, and run it down the field both times. This last time from their own 4-yard line, 96 yards, and things like that. So the offensive line has been fantastic. They've really dominated the second half, and the defense has been very good too.
Back to receive for the Eagles, I believe that's Aaron Buttery. Moore getting set to kick off. He's on his way, and the kickoff is good. A little squib kick. Rolling towards the sideline. Ball touch. Fell on at about the 26-yard line, I believe. Falling on is number 13, Jackson Barthamley. So Eagles will take over. Ball on their own 26. Looks like they're going to mark it the 27-yard line. Try and march it downfield. Saluki defense been shutting him out.
We don't know what the loss of quarterback Colton Good meant for the Eagles, but sure, a big thing.
Doubles left, single receiver right. Bierman in the shotgun. He snaps the ball rolling out to his left. Airs it out to the left side. Overthrows by about 5 yards. Intended receiver there, Jacob Stanley. Moore got a late jump on it.
There, Newton's 2 of 12 for 15 yards and an interception.
So still trying to go for those big pass plays there and just unsuccessful so far the whole game. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrose Federal Credit Union, and KZ State Bank. Doubles left, single receiver right, I formation. Bierman comes set under center. Ball snap, hands off to the second man. It's quickly brought down there by Andrew Gagne. Gagne with a big tackle for a loss. Gagne got a loss of about 3 yards, it looks like, so 3rd and 13. Not sure who that was on the carry, though.
Well, I gave it to Dawson Phillips, but I don't know.
So, big loss. So, 3rd and 13. 7:20 left to go here in the game. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 30-0. And Coach Fulton forced to call a timeout as time was running off the play clock. We'll take one with you. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming off that timeout, Salukis are still up 30-0. Awaiting a score update from the Flora site, where Flora, last time we checked, Flora was ahead. Barnesville still had 8 coming out of the third quarter.
Here we got Radio leading 30-0 with 7:14 to go, and the Eagles with a 3rd and 13 at their own 24-yard line.
Going to go doubles left, single receiver right, Bierman in the shotgun with one back to his left. Trying to draw him off, snaps the ball, he's going to roll out to his left. Going to try a quick flat curl route. Intended receiver there, Stanley, low pass there. Going to bring up 4th and 13, force a punt. Punting the ball for the Newton Eagles all night has been Adam Bridges. Had 2 beautiful punts.
He's got 2.
Perfect spirals.
45 and 48, yeah. We're back at about inside the about the 40. Going, he's going to go farther back.
Yeah,
he'll go back to the 35.
They've been sailing quite well, and I can't say any more about his punts. He does a phenomenal job, gets him back deep. Set the punt. Punts back and away. Yeah,
this is offside of his foot, it looked like, and out of bounds.
It's out of bounds about the 47-yard line. 47-yard line. Salukis will take over there just inside Eagle territory.
Some secondary players coming in for Red Hill right now.
A lot of white jerseys out there. So Coach Gray going to give the fresh soft team a little playing time, it looks like. Keep a few dirty jerseys in there.
Yeah.
One of them looks like Cavins. Not sure who we're going to have at the quarterback position.
Well, it might be Maxfield. The Maxfield?
Number 24.
That's Andrew
like.
Maxfield.
So Maxfield, bone formation up under center. Snaps the ball, fumbles a little bit, gets it handed off. That was Cavins on the carry. He picks up a couple. About 2, going to bring up 2nd and 8. Maxfield kind of fumbled the snap there a little bit and got it right into the hands of Cavins there on the run. Coming to the line, probably going to stick with that bone formation the rest of the game, run the clock down. Single receiver to the left, Maxfield gets set under center, draws a lineman offsides. Not sure if that was intended. He just jumped.
Unless it was the center that moved the ball. It's going to be against Red Hill, I think. Yeah.
So mark off 5 yards. Going to bring up a 2nd and 13. Ball on the 49-yard line of the Salukis. 6.5 left to go. 30-0 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it. Bone formation, Maxfield. It's set under center. Ball snapped. Hands off to the third man through. Powering through. Gets a couple out of there. Out of the run. That is number 20 on the carry. Ben Stimler. Gets.
Be third down in about what?
About 11.
Not 10 or 11, yeah.
About 2 on the carry.
Yeah.
Stimler, I believe he had a.
There's two Stimblers.
Two Stimblers.
Yeah,
okay.
This has probably been Will's alignment, I believe.
Yeah, Will. Will Stimler's the other one. He got a couple of big tackles for a loss there, a couple sacks. Ball snapped, hand off to the first man through. I believe that was Cavins, maybe. Cavins on the ball carry. Got back to the original line of scrimmage.
This will be the first punt for Red Hill.
So 4th and 11, forcing a punt. I believe Drew Moore coming in to punt the ball. Back to receive.
Ball at midfield for the punt.
Back to receive for the Eagles. I believe that's Buttery. Can't really tell. Bierman back to receive as well. Drew Moore punt is away. Beautiful punt. Nice spiral. Comes down about the 14-13.
Drug out of bounds.
Down out of about the 20-yard line. I believe that was 80. Not sure. 88. So Ethan Zumblin?
Zumballin, probably.
Zumballin.
Zumballin, yeah.
So Eagles will take over on their own 20-yard line after about a six-yard return there off of that punt. Got just under 5 minutes to go here in the game. Salukis lead at 30-0.
Basically the first-string defense back in, though, I believe.
Bierman up under center in the I formation. Two to the right, one to the left. Ball is snapped. Hands it off to the second man through. He's not sure who that is. He breaks away a little bit. Comes out to the outside near running up their own sideline. One man to beat. Finally brought down at about the 34-yard line. That's Adam Bridges, I believe. Got about 46 yards, 47 out of it. Yep. 47-yard carry.
I'm going to give him 46 because he's number 46.
Bridges with a big carry there. Coming to the line, sticking with the I formation, doubles right, single receiver to the left. Bierman getting set under center. Snaps the ball, hands off to the first man through. Stopped there at the line, quickly brought down just before picking up a couple of yards there. Pick up about three.
Let me see who that was.
That was Dawson Phillips on the carry. Got about... Looks like they're going to give him about two there on the carry. So second and eight. Ball on the 31-yard line. Coming to the line. Sticking with the I formation. Two receivers right, one receiver left. 10 on the play clock. Bierman gets set under center. Drops back to pass. Looking left. Gets it off. Almost.
Oh! Oh.
Tipped up by Drew Moore, almost brought down there by Nathan Worth, diving to try and get a hand on it.
Yeah.
Ball's incomplete. Going to bring up a third and eight here. Ball on the 31-yard line with 3:51 left to go here in the game. So we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 30-0. I formation still. Doubles left this time. Single receiver right. Bierman gets set. Drops back. Hands the ball off to Bridges again. Still on his feet. Finally brought down at about the 24-yard line. Got about... Looks like he got... Looks like they're giving the first down.
Okay.
Looked like he was just short, maybe. Not sure. Gave him the first down, got it to the 23-yard line. So, yeah, that's first. Got about eight on that carry there. Looks like Bierman's going to empty the backfield a little bit. Trips right, single receiver left. Looks like Phillips in the backfield with Bierman in the shotgun. Ball snap, drops back. Quick curl route out here to Stanley. Stanley on his feet, finally brought down out of bounds. After about a five-yard pass, looks like about four. We'll call it five. It'll be a second and long five here.
You know, at the 17, yeah.
A little more, so about 6 yards on the pass reception, so second and four.
Clock stopped, went out of bounds. But
ball on the 17, 3:27 left to go. Eagles trying to put points up on the board here. I formation, two to the right, one to the left. Bierman snaps the ball, hands off to Buttery. Buttery's still on his feet after breaking a couple tackles.
Still
on a spin move.
Inside the 10.
Gets the first down and a few more.
He was stopped in the backfield.
Got about 10 on that carry. About 8 yards on that carry. Marks that about the 9.
First and goal at the 9.
Eagles trying to put their first points of the night on the board. Sticking with that I formation. Two to the right, one to the left. Bierman getting set under center. Five on the play clock. Ball start. A couple of linemen move there. Going to mark off 5 yards there. Going to bring him back to about the
14 or 14-yard line, maybe?
Looks like the 14-yard line. So first and goal from the 14. Not too many penalties here tonight.
There's been eight, five on Red Hill, three on Newton.
Offset I formation.
But a pretty clean game that way.
To the right, ball snap, pitched out there to Buttery, I believe. He picks up about four on the carry. Got about to the Looks like three, so got about to the 11-yard line. Cade Benson on the tackle for the Salukis. The Eagles having a tough time tonight trying to get into the end zone. Big red zone stops by the Salukis all game long.
Second and goal from the 11 for the Eagles. They're trying to get on the board for the first time tonight.
Trips right, single receiver left. Bierman in the shotgun.
It's a real buck snapped over well over his
high
head.
Snap. Pressure on there by Volkman. Bierman picks it up, gets out to the side, picks up more. Gets past the line of scrimmage, gets about to the 4-yard line.
And the third and goal.
Tackled there by Nathan Worth, I believe.
Going to be at the 4-yard line or 3-yard line?
Third and I think they marked it at about the 4-yard line. Yeah. So third and goal from third and goal from the 4-yard line.
Ball snapped over Bierman's head, but got a nice bounce. He was able to get to the outside to pick up some yardage there.
Volkman was closing in on it pretty quick, but Bierman had a little bit more speed. Looks like doubles right, single receiver left. Bierman shotgun, snaps the ball, quarterback keeper. He tries to go up the middle, quickly grabbed there, latched on by a couple of dogs.
The fourth and goal, looks like.
Brought down about the 2-yard line. Maybe the one, see where they mark it at.
I think it'll mark it at probably the, look about the 1-yard line.
So about a 3-yard pickup. Fourth and goal from the one.
Minute 10 to go.
Big fourth down stop here to come by the Salukis. Saluki fans on the far side on their feet.
Saluki fans like to get the shutout. But
high formation. Bierman under center. He snaps the ball, hands off first man through. Touchdown, Eagles. Eagles get on the board for the first time tonight. With 56 seconds left to go in the game.
Who was that, you know?
I believe that was Phillips, maybe.
Phillips, okay.
I believe he was coming away with the ball. Dawson Phillips with the score tonight. Best Way Express scoreboard 30-6. They're going to go for one here. Mm-hmm. Looks like number 17, I believe. Giuseppe
Cuccinella.
We'll go with that. Extra point is away and wide left, no good. We look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 56 seconds left to go here in the game. The Salukis lead it 30-6. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Salukis are awaiting the kick return as we come back from the break, 30-6, where the Eagles scored for the first time tonight with just under a minute left to go here in the game. Been a hard-fought game all game long. Saluki's not getting on the board till late in the second half.
Yeah, it was 4:53 to go in the second quarter. And they scored twice, and they got the one score at the end of the third quarter on the last play as time expired. So then they scored once in the third quarter. They've dominated the ball. You know, they punted that one time there the last time, but that was after the junior varsity team, Frost Soft team, was in, couldn't pick up a first down. So that was their only punt of the game. So, each team has two timeouts, which is probably really irrelevant at this particular time.
Couple of score updates. From the Indiana side, Lincoln beat North Knox 36-6. I believe it was their homecoming over there.
Lincoln's homecoming, yeah.
As we wait to kick off, it is away. A short kick.
Moore's
going to
take it at about the 20.
Comes down about the 25.
He's gonna down it.
Takes a knee there at the 24-yard line. Let's get back to the score updates. Final from the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel. They defeat the Washington Hatchets 61-20. And another score update. Fairfield defeats Carmi White County 40-12. So Salukis will more than likely come out in the victory formation with 53.7 seconds left to go here in the game, leading it 30-6 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Second string in there.
Burbank and Newton has some second string players in too.
Looks like they're in the bone formation.
Here they are.
Looks like they're going to keep the fresh off out there, run a couple plays. Ball snap, hands off to the first man through, brought down after about a yard pickup. Number 20 on
the
carry.
That was Stimler again.
Ben Stimler gets about two on the carry, second and eight. 35 left to go here in the game.
Well, now I think you can take the knee now because you don't have to run one play. But again,
referees blow the whistle with 30 seconds left to go. Salukis come to the line. Maxfield getting set in the bone formation, going to run one more play. Ball snapped, hands off to the second man through, quickly brought down at the line of scrimmage. Maybe about a one-yard pickup, so third and seven. 8 seconds left to go in the game. Salukis will let time expire. Salukis will win it 30-6 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, defeating the Newton Eagles here at Chavesky Field. Coasting to a win, controlling the whole game here in the second half. We'll go ahead and send it to commercial and be back with post-game stats and some words with Coach Billy Gray. Salukis win it 30-6. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
For our community. So I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Dogs win it tonight over the Newton Eagles on their homecoming, 30-6. And it was a hard-fought game by both teams. Eagles just unsuccessful against the Saluki defense. And running the ball is trying to get their run game started early in the first half, but just were unsuccessful. The Newton Eagles shutting them down a couple of times, and then towards the end of the second quarter were able to score.
Well, they got an interception, ball was tipped, and they took over deep in the territory for Newton, and then they scored on a more 11-yard pass from Gannon Gaither, And then Gaither ran the two-point conversion and went 8-0. And then before halftime, Red Hill took over after a punt, I think at their own 17-yard line, and it drove 83 yards. A couple of plays in there. Moore hit a 25-yard pass to Parker Havel, I think a 31-yard pass in there too. And then Moore scored on a 21-yard run on the last play of the first half. And Gaither ran the two-point conversion. It was 16-0. And then the fourth quarter, really, the Red Hill offensive line dominated the second half. Slukey scored. They had the ball to start the third quarter. They scored on a 5-yard run by Moore with 7:33 to go in the third. The run failed. It was 22-0. And then with 8:03 to go in the fourth, that was after about an 80-some yard drive there. Boltman scored on a 1-yard run. Boltman ran the 2-point conversion in, making 30-0. Newton scored with 56 seconds to go on a 1-yard run by Phillips. And the extra kick was no good and made it 30-6. Unofficially, I have Red Hill 262 yards rushing, Moore 20 for 144, Cabins 27, Gaither 26, and Volkman 64. Slukies were 3 of 4 passing. Gaither was 1 of 2 for 11 yards and a touchdown, and Moore 2 for 2 for 56 yards. So 68 yards passing and 320 yards rushing. So, and Red Hill Slukey coach Billy Gray, you know, you got the first name right.
Right.
I know you had something in the paper that Corey had that you thought maybe this won't be one of your best games here. It turned out, under some seemingly adverse conditions, this was your best game.
Oh, yeah. I thought, by the way, the kids practiced this week and all the adversity we fought through, that I thought they were going to put it together, and tonight they did.
I know that Gannon had a really good game. With Drew being back there a few times to run the ball off out of the Wildcat or shotgun or what do you want to call, that put some different pressure. And Newton hadn't seen that either.
Right. Newton hadn't seen it. And I told the kids, which we've been praying for Drake and his surgery. And,
right.
You know, when he went down and we knew we weren't going to have him, then I said, we got to keep this quiet, first of all, because the element of surprise can be huge.
Yeah.
And I was telling Corey on the walk over here, you know, it got us a touchdown, that offense we put in 2 short days, but our offense won the game for us.
Well, yeah, and like I said, that the two scores you had there at the end of the first half, the fourth down pass from Gaither to Moore for a touchdown, and then him scoring on the last play of the first half. But the third and fourth quarter, your offensive line dominated. You just went down the field 4, 5, 6, 7 yards a time and scored those two touchdowns, making it 30-0. I know they scored in the last minute, but still pretty much a dominant performance for the offensive line, too.
Yeah, and that's what I told them at half. I said, you know, this half's on you. I want to eat up a lot of clock, and I just want to run them over. And, I mean, you know, they're a great group of kids, and they do what I ask, and they work hard. And I mean, we ran a 20 wedge, which, you know, that's old school football. It doesn't get any older school than that. We ran that 3 times in a row down here for 2 first downs. So I can't tip my hat enough to those linemen.
Yeah, I know that, like I said, I think Wyatt Shoulders came in to play some good games for you, too. Probably the most he's played all year.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of been on him. I know he's had his knee injury, and he's been released by the doctor, obviously, so he's out there. And that's what I told him. I said, the doctor's not going to release you if you're not ready to play. So he's coming around. The whole team's coming around. Things are starting to click a little better. If we can just get everybody healthy and get back to a full squad, it's going to be a fun remainder of the year.
I know, when their quarterback went down. I'm not sure how much effect that had. But, of course, with Drake going down, you had a couple of days to practice. Whereas they didn't have any, you know, they had to transition during the middle of the game. But your defense was really outstanding the whole time.
Yeah, the defense, you know, I say they pitched a shutout. We were kind of on coast there, and we played some JV kids. And, you know, that score's fine with me. Yeah. I love zero on the board. But the defense won the ball game for us, too. I mean, Coach Lyles, he dials up a great game plan every week, and they performed it to a T tonight.
Well, you got a, I don't say a week off, but you have a Saturday game. You go on the road to Farmer City to play Farmer City Blue Ridge team you played last year. And I think it was the team that was also a bit playing at Paris tonight.
Yeah, I didn't know if that game was tonight or tomorrow. I just talked to the assistants about that. And, you know, Blue Ridge was, they had some athletes last year, so we'll see what they got to offer this year. Tomorrow morning we'll watch film, and we'll start preparing. I told the kids, you know, we recovered. I used that word all week, that we had to recover. And they sure did recover tonight, and hopefully we can keep building on that.
Okay, thanks, Coach. We'll see you next Friday.
All right, thanks,
next
Rob.
Saturday.
Next. That was head coach Billy Gray and coasting to victory tonight, 30-6, as they said. And we'll play next weekend, next Saturday, against Blue Ridge. And, Rob, it's that time again where we have to pick the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. I'm not quite sure. There was a lot of players out there, a lot of big factors.
I keep thinking, although not a lot of yards, but the gutsy performance of Gannon Gaither having to move in and step in at quarterback. I think for one of the players of the game, I'm going to go with Gannon Gaither.
He had a big effect on that too. Kind of rough start to the beginning of the game.
Well, but he hadn't played quarterback all year. I mean, he's played it before, but you know, the second half he just looked like a different quarterback too.
And he kind of got into that groove, was able to run the ball a little bit more, a lot better blocks out there a little bit. The whole offense just kind of meshed together a little bit better as they went throughout the game.
And I had him like 17 carries, only 26 yards, but you know, he had cleared the one pass there for the touchdown in his first game, because he's probably going to be back there for a few games. And so I'm going to go with him as, say, the offensive player or whatever you want to call him. And I have to give you the call on the other one. I don't know. There was several players. I know that Andrew Gunya had a couple sacks and things back there, Cade Benson. But the whole defense was really, really played well.
I don't think we can single just one person out.
It's difficult, you know, when you talk about that.
It really is. I'm just going to have to say the whole defense, I can't really pick any one person this week. So I'm just going to have to say the whole defense did a phenomenal job. And almost they had them shut out the whole game.
Yeah.
So both the defense and offense, as Coach Billy Gray said, the offense won it for them. But, I mean, it was – the whole team did a great job on both sides of the ball tonight, did all their jobs firing on all cylinders, and just took it home and defeated Newton on their homecoming night.
30-6. Salukis now are 4-1 on the season and in the conference. They step out of the conference next week on Saturday at 1 o'clock at Farmer City Blue Ridge. So it'll be a long trip, but hopefully it'll be a – profitable one, and then they'll find up with the what am I? This, because we're already, this is week five. Yeah, that'll be week six. Only three more games after next week. So, you know, the season's going fast. It's
don't blink.
No, well,
it goes by quick. Yeah. So from Chavesky Field, 30-6, the Salukis take it. Thanks to Dennis Pullman back at the studio, twisting the knobs, turning the dials, keeping us on air. Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed, saying, stay classy, Bridgeport.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki football here on The Legend, WAKO, 99.3 FM, 910 AM. Red Hill Saluki football brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bogues Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Your home for Red Hill Saluki sports all season long here on The Legend. 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.
Country Legends, back to back. 24 hours a day on Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.